From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama renews a pledge to defeat the Islamic State. The president says he remains confident the U.S. coalition will prevail in its battle against the IS group, insisting the Sunni terrorist organization is losing ground and leaders.
Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today. Last month, in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started. We're also taking out ISIL leaders, commanders, and killers, one by one. We're going after ISIL from their stronghold right in downtown Raqqa to Libya. The point is, ISIL leaders cannot hide, and our next message to them is simple: you are next.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue searching for and killing terrorist leaders, train and equip Iraqi forces, and some opposition fighters in Syria battling IS militants. He promised continued efforts to disrupt the group's recruitment of fighters, finance operations, and propaganda campaigns. And Mr. Obama said the U.S. will keep up diplomatic efforts to bring an end to the Syrian civil war. Dozens of members of a Shia Muslim group were reportedly killed in clashes with Nigerian troops in the northeast city of Zaria in Kaduna State after the army accused the group supporters of attacking an army convoy and attempting to assassinate the army's chief of staff. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says the soldiers killed hundreds of its followers. The violence began Saturday after members of the movement blocked a highway, according to witnesses, stoned the convoy of General Tukur Buratai. The Shia group says there were no assassination attempt and the army launched a pre-planned attack on the group. Its leader, Ibrahim Zakzaki, and his wife are in custody. This is VOA News.